This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group, and we'll dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Kia ora and welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today you're here with me, Rain, and also with Ben.
Hello.
And we're here to tell you what's been happening in the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth in the last week. So, firstly, I'd like to share that I was back at Ascend today at lunchtime at Sacred Heart Girls College, and we haven't had Ascend for a few weeks because I got stuck in Australia, and then I was not feeling very well and a bit too tired last week to do Ascend. So it was really cool to be back at Sacred Heart Girls College, and we had a pretty fun time today. We did a few challenges. One of them was called Lean On Me, and you got into pairs and you had to stand back to back with your arms linked and work your way down to the ground as a pair so that you were touching the ground, sitting on the ground, and then all the way back up to standing. And honestly, some of them were so speedy. Like, they were just like, woo, down, woo, up, like straight away. It was incredible. Then we played a game called Knights, Horses and Cavaliers. And then we played Jockeys Up, Jockeys Down. So that was pretty cool. We had a bit of fun at lunchtime. And on Sunday we had Shine Junior Youth Group and Senior Youth Group. And at Junior Youth Group, we talked about the gospel reading, which was Love One Another As I Have Loved You, which is like iconic. It's pretty foundational to what we are trying to do living as Catholics. And so we played a game of Stuck in the Mud, but with a twist. Instead of unsticking somebody by crawling between your legs, you unstuck somebody using positive affirmations or a hug, so saying something nice to them or giving them a hug to free them, because often it's feeling unloved or unkind thoughts or words that people speak to us or we speak to ourselves that make us feel a bit stuck in life. And then after that we did an activity where we all thought of things that we love about ourselves and wrote them inside an outline of our own bodies, and then we thought about things that we love that God's given us outside of ourselves, like maybe our friends and our family, or beautiful weather that we could appreciate outside of us. And after that we played a peg game where you have to steal pegs off people while also not letting your own pegs get stolen, and it was very competitive, and we ended up with like 3 or 4 winners because they just wouldn't get out. They were too good at it. And we wrote some little affirmations on pegs that we're going to secretly peg to people at school or in our family, things like, you're so awesome. So if you are the recipient of an affirmation peg, then hopefully you feel really nice that somebody stuck something on your bag or your body that says how cool you are, and maybe you could pass it on to somebody else. And what did we do at youth group, Ben?
So at Illuminate Senior Youth Group yesterday night, we played a game where we had to look into each other's eyes and say what we would do with a straight face without laughing or smiling. It was pretty hard. We had to say things like, oh, I would set my driver's license test right now. I would climb the highest mountain, stuff like that. And then we played that same Stuck in the Mud game as Junior Youth Group. And then, of course, we had pizza. And then we talked about loving each other as God loves us. And then we talked a little bit on this topic of love about the five love languages and how you can receive love in five different ways, in five generic different ways. And sometimes most people are sensitive to one certain way, and that's how they feel loved the most effectively. And then we had a quiet time of prayer where Grain read us a letter from God, and yeah. And now we have, the letter from God. It's like saying how he loves you and how he thinks you're great. And yeah. So staying on the topic of love, we've got Love, Love, Love by Avalanche City.
Give me a sec, I'm just going to try and fix that for us. Not at the moment, but it's not.
It's not working.
No.
You've got the microphone on. Turn the microphone off.
All right, everybody. We're just going to get that fixed in a bit. And after we're going to play the song, we had something else for you. So we'll launch into that and then we'll come back to the song.
Yes, so a couple of weeks ago, Lucy, JP, and I were talking about vocations. We shared about vocations to religious life. Today, we have Fugiza, who is going to share with us a bit about her journey.
My name is Teresa, and I am 23 from Wellington, New Zealand. And for the last 4 years, I've been discerning religious life. For those of you who might not know what that means, basically, I'm discerning becoming a religious sister or nun. And I guess it's kind of like when two people want to get married, when they're on their wedding day, they make vows to one another, and as a religious sister, if I go through with it, I would be making vows, but not to another human, but to God. And so I'd be dedicating my life to loving and serving God. When I first felt called to religious life, I had no idea where to start or what to do next. I was like, okay, cool. God wants me to be a nun? Okay. What next? Where do I go? What do I do? How do I play this out in my life? So that was the first thing, like, okay, what now? And secondly, when I stopped and thought about it, I felt really alone. Because of our day and age, I kind of felt like there was something wrong with me for not desiring marriage. And I also thought that, there's no one else in New Zealand, no other young person, maybe even in the world, discerning religious life right now. Like, it's just me. And when I thought about what to do next, that didn't help. And so something that God has placed on my heart the last few years while I've been continuing this journey of discernment is that I don't want other young people to feel alone. When they're discerning religious life, I want them to know that they are not alone. And I also want young people to know that religious life is an option, full stop. It's okay if you might feel instantly drawn to marriage. It's okay to consider something other than that. religious life is an option. And so this year, I have dedicated a year to traveling around New Zealand and visiting our different religious orders, and creating a website and a YouTube channel and an Instagram account to document my experience. I hope to include things like vocation stories from female religious around New Zealand. I hope to kind of blog about my experience, include photos and videos. And I hope that it will give you who follow along a little taste of what religious life involves, and the fact that it is definitely still out there in our world today, still alive and still thriving, and still, like I said before, an option if you feel so called. And so, yeah, I want to welcome you to Vacation. I came across the name, I made it up because I like rhyming things. For starters, alliteration. But in taking this year off, it is kind of like a big vacation, but I wanted it to be with a purpose. And so, yeah, like the name says, I am spending the year, using this year, to discern more my vocation. And not only that, but to encourage others to join me in that journey and to see what's out there, particularly around the vocation of religious life. As I mentioned.
Wow, how cool is this? This is very cool. I have been lucky enough to know Teresa for quite a long time, even as a teenager, and have been part of her, I guess, her journey in her faith and also her journey towards exploring this vocation. And it's so awesome to see her kind of grow in that, but also it's so great what she's doing in terms of sharing her own journey with the hope of helping other people through the feeling of discerning themselves, particularly if they're not sure what it is or finding it a bit daunting. And so you can follow Teresa's journey on her website, which is www.vocationvacations.squarespace.com. And you can also follow her on Instagram, vocation.vacations with a Z, not an S at the end. And you can also look her up on YouTube, Vocation Vacation NZ. And if we're really, really lucky, Teresa might visit New Plymouth on her vacation. But you can keep up with her and her journey on those media platforms. We're going to play a song for you now, and this is Who You Say I Am by Hillsong Worship. Honestly, we're not having a lot of luck with songs today, but that's okay. I will try and sort that out. And before I do that, Ben's going to talk to us, share us a little bit about his auntie's religious life journey.
Yeah. So my auntie, Sister Jean Marie, just like Theresa, prayed and discerned about joining religious life with the Sisters of Life in the United States. And she has been living the life of a religious sister for over 8 years. She lives the life God has called her to and has visited her family here in New Zealand very recently. And she shared at youth group about her life as a sister. She is quite She's quite a lot further along in her vocation story than Theresa, as she has taken her temporary vows. Her mother superior and herself are discerning whether to take final vows. And yeah.
That's so cool. And it was awesome to spend a little bit of time with Sister Jean Marie when she visited New Zealand to visit her family. And I actually got to go stargazing with her and Ben, and that was super cool. And it's great to hear from her the journey that God has taken her on, and she is really, really obviously in love with the call that he's put on her life. And that was really beautiful to see. And so hopefully on the Catholic Couch we can have some more stories from people who are following and exploring God's call on their life, not just to religious life, that's the focus of our show today, but also exploring other calls on their life. So hopefully, cross fingers for us and pray. We do want to play you some songs today, so we're going to try again for Love, Love, Love by Avalanche City.
Girl, I say, if only life would lean our way, will you and me, we'd run.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. we've got another song that we want to share with you called The Blessing Aotearoa. And it's you can find it on YouTube, and it's got a really cool version with New Zealand Sign Language. Yeah.
Awesome. Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. You're here today with Rain and Ben, and funny story, so I actually double checked that the computer was set to the right thing before our show today, and I think probably I jinxed it because it was set to the right thing, but for some reason it wouldn't play our music today. So sorry if you've been listening to the whole show about some of our technical difficulties today, but we were really happy to be able to share that song with you because we played it last night at youth group, because obviously last week was New Zealand Sign Language Week, and it's also New Zealand Music Month. So that's the blessing Aotearoa, and I do encourage you to look it up on YouTube, as Ben said, and also practice sign language. It's really awesome to be able to communicate with New Zealand Sign Language. Good example is if you're outside and you're a long way away from each other, you can still talk to each other. Or particularly one of my favourites, if you're at a very loud concert but you want to communicate with your friend, it's really useful if you know New Zealand Sign Language. And also it's actually really fun to learn, and you don't know when you're going to be able to use it. So that's a plug for learning New Zealand Sign Language, even though it's technically no longer New Zealand Sign Language Week. So what's coming up? Firstly, what's coming up is the confirmation program has started for 2022. So we have now about 45 young people between years 11 and 13 signed up as participants for the confirmation program, and 19 awesome junior leaders. And the confirmation program is running at St. Joseph's Hall at 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. on a Tuesday. So pray for our confirmation participants and leaders as we meet together this Tuesday. And if you hadn't heard about it and do really want to be confirmed, send me an email at youth@catholicparishnp.nz. So it's pretty exciting to have started the confirmation program. So that's coming up on Tuesday. And then on Saturday, the mustard seeds are practicing.
Woo,
that's right. So if you play an instrument and are keen on joining our awesome youth band, they're practicing this Saturday. And you can also find out more about them or flick me an email if you're interested in joining the mustard seeds. Junior youth group is from 4 till 5 on Sunday, and Illuminate is from 6:30 till 8:30. And why should people come to Illuminate, Ben?
Because it's a nice place just to have friendships, just to have pizza, you know, and just meet up with people who are like-minded like you. And yeah,
it's a pretty fun time, I reckon. I think you should probably give it a go. And that's all that we have time for today. So thanks for joining us on the Catholic Couch. Follow Teresa on her social media platforms. Her journey is going to be an awesome one to plug into. And we'll hear you again next Monday on the Catholic Couch. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
If you want to know more about or get involved in our youth group, check out Illuminate Youth NP on Instagram. That's Illuminate with the number 8. The Catholic Parish of New Plymouth on Facebook, or you can email youth@catholicparishnp.nz.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.